I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Hello, this is Dan here at, I'm going to say Oldham Comic Con. It's actually Malta Comic Con.
Very similar.
Very similar. It's very confusing. It can be. And I am here with Janine Van Moos. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. How are you finding Malta, not Oldham, Comic Con?
I'm finding it lots of fun. The organisers really look after all the guests. It's a really great vibe. Everyone sort of just... whether you've met before or not, just chats to everyone else, you know, it's really sociable.
It is. Everyone, like you said, everyone's being totally looked after. It's a really positive vibe.
Yeah.
You know, all the fans are here, they're loving it. All the creators are loving it. I'm loving it. You know, we're all having such a great time and everyone's getting on so well. Lovely meals, drinks, you name it. You might hear somebody screaming in the background. Not quite sure what that is, but... But I just wanted to ask about your work specifically. I'd like to ask what you're currently working on or working towards.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. So at the moment, I am fleshing out my first own written comic. So I've done work on comics with other writers before. But this time I'm writing one, which is a bit new for me.
Oh, did you find that intimidating? Or?
A little bit, yes. I'm good for bouncing lots of ideas around, but I lack focus in creating a cohesive story. So it's challenging, but I think I'm learning the tricks of the trade.
I think you're up for the challenge. I think you'll smash it.
It's good.
I mean, you smashed the sketch challenge.
No, I think the sketch challenge smashed me. Today's sketch challenge, however, I knew absolutely every single one of the characters and was like, God damn it.
Knew everybody.
Whereas yesterday's, I didn't.
There we go. Well, Dennis replaced Ian Richardson in the competition.
Amazing.
And maybe you should have replaced Ian.
I know, right? I think that had been cheating having two goes at it.
Yeah, maybe. But I loved your expression every time you didn't know what... it's just a picture. You see it, but like we were at the back and I could see your
there's
face.
There's no hiding the emotions. They come out on my face.
Yes. There's no poker face. It's just, what is this?
Unless I'm actually playing poker and then everything else, no.
No, there's no hiding. So I wanted to ask, you've been giving us all cutesy little nicknames.
Yes.
For some of the people, but you've not done everybody, have you?
No,
yet?
No. So, And you know, you can't force these things.
No, of course
not. They've got to come naturally.
So, what was my nickname?
Mr. Fuzzy Arms.
Mr. Fuzzy Arms, because of all the unsightly body hair.
It's not unsightly. It's quite beautiful.
Like a big, like, I kind of like a beast from X-Men type.
Yeah, we should just spray paint you blue. It'd be
That's it.
Really easy cosplay.
That would be the, yeah. All I need is just blue underwear, that's it.
Yeah, you're sorted. So,
they might arrest me, though, you know.
Lab coat.
Who knows? But Den has been called, what's his
name? The Dragon.
The Dragon.
Yes,
the Dragon.
I think it suits him.
It does. He's very wise. He has like a big cave at home full of comics and collectibles.
Yep.
And you don't want to tick him off.
Oh, that's very true.
Have you given anybody else, or you thought about anybody else's nicknames that we've spent time with?
Well, Ben Dixon, he's got like a kind of casual mohawk thing going on, so he's Casual Punk.
Casual Punk.
Casual Punk. Because, you know, he's not going around in the slashed up trousers and, you know, like belt buckles everywhere.
Not got like anarchy symbol on him
somewhere. No, he doesn't. But he's got the mohawk, so Casual Punk.
That's a good one. Anybody else?
I don't think there's anyone else who's like, has earned a nickname yet. No.
I gave you one, and I think it's my favourite. After a slightly failed one, this one was my favourite, because you described yourself as, like, you said it as a child, you were called the Goblin.
Yeah. Well, not so much as a child, just as generally, I'm a bit of a goblin.
A bit of a goblin. You're like, I appear as this kind of like jazz singer, this jazz singer type, this, you know, and then they see me eat, and now I become the Goblin. So I was like, you're the jazz goblin. You're the jazz goblin. I think that's a perfect nickname.
I don't know, yeah. I'm definitely heavily influenced by comedians like Rick Mayall. I'm a gurner. Let's just put it that way.
Well, there you go. He's very.
There's no hiding expressions on my face, and unfortunately, I learned most of them from Rick Mayall.
Yes. Well, he's a very musical actor. He's very improvisational, and he's hilarious, and he's got kind of a. I could see him playing a goblin, if not.
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine him as a goblin or goblin type. I mean, what's his name? Fred.
Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah. It's kind of a goblin. He's green. He's kind of a goblin. Imaginary friend. So. Yes. I can see that.
Early childhood role model.
Yes. I mean, I base my whole life on it. You know, I just irritate everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to live.
And like flick bogeys at them and stuff. Yeah. So.
Rub butts when you're with your friends when you hang out.
No, strangers. Mostly strangers.
Okay.
My friends, I'm not going to do that to my friends. That's disgusting. Strangers. just flicking bogus. I'm going to flick one at you after this recording.
Oh,
or during. And during. It's not. Oh, it's happening now.
All my commissions will be covered in snot. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. I was helping you put them up, so I'm like, oh, you know what my fingers need? More snot on them while I put up these pieces of art. That's what I need. And on that disgusting note, I think we'll call it a day. Thank you so much, Janine, for joining us here today. It's been amazing.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hello, it's Dennis, and I'm back at Malta Comic Con. We've got yet another guest. You are?
Renee.
Renee what?
Rintis.
And how are you finding Malta Comic Con?
I really love it.
What do you like about it?
It's very cozy and people are very friendly. It's different from what we have back in Holland.
In what way?
It feels more, I'm not sure what the English word for it, like family, more like a community.
Accessible,
yes.
Lots of people, lots of different people, families, people have never perhaps seen artwork, comics and things like that.
Yeah, yes.
So you're enjoying it for them? How's your mum? Is your mum enjoying it?
Yeah, she loves it.
Cool. So, about you, what have you got anything in the pipeline, anything you're working on at the moment, any secret projects?
I have got a couple working on, yes, but it won't be a secret if I told you.
Yeah, we're not going to tell anyone. Me and Dan, we are sworn to secret, we'll tell nobody.
I could tell a bit about genre. So, I'm going to work on a sci-fi story and I'm working on a detective story, so...
Okay, all right. She's a lady who keeps secrets deep. So, mystery question.
Yes.
How's Jean?
I think she's fantastic.
How's the artist, Jean?
Oh, wait.
Do you like his book?
I thought you mean Jane. Jean. I think he's fine as well.
Do you like his book? His book's good, isn't it?
His art is really good.
Yeah.
I still need to read the book.
Yeah, we all love Jean. Don't we? We love him.
The names are so close. Jean and Jane.
Jean, ma'am?
Yeah,
Jean?
Pretty.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ray. Enjoy the rest of the convention. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Dan at Malta Comic Con again, here with Jeneka Jofreda. Hello, Jeneka. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm very, very good.
You're very good. You're very good. You look very happy. You're very smiley.
Yes, I am.
Are you always this smiley?
Generally, yes, but when I am in this convention, even more.
So you love Malta?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Tell me why.
The convention itself is awesome. There is so many friendly people. And actually, this is my sixth time.
Six?
Yeah.
Wow.
First time was in 2014. And I literally fell in love with the convention, the organization, the organizers, and the country as well. Malta is awesome.
It's awesome. The people are so lovely. It's my first time. And I love it so much. Everyone's so lovely, so nice, so friendly, like yourself. You know, everyone's great. So can you tell us a little something about maybe what you're working on right now or anything exciting you are doing very soon?
Okay, right now I'm working on the second issue of my comic book series, Midnight Tea. And also, as usual, I'm doing always more and more merchandising of my main production, that is the Cat Nicha. And she's the main character of my comic book series, Vampire Freestyle. But I really like to draw her. So I draw her in every possible situation. And I don't know, in mugs, prints, keyrings, anything. So that's what I'm doing now at the moment.
Wow, so it sounds like you're very, very busy.
Yes.
You like to keep yourself busy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I do.
Less time to think about other problems.
Yes.
I'm the same. Always work. Keep working. Dennis is a good friend of yours, and he says you're a big fan of cats.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Do you have? Do you own many cats?
No cats.
To be honest, Malta has enough cats that you could adopt all of them. Fill your house full of cats.
Yeah.
So many cats. Everywhere I look, there's cats.
Yeah.
I've seen maybe two dogs, but a million cats. Yeah, I don't know if that's something about Malta. I don't know, but I love cats as well, and it's brilliant. Do you have a favorite type of cat?
Black cats.
The black cat. Ah. They have a very bad reputation, don't they, for being like superstitious and unlucky?
Yeah, I heard about it, but never had this kind of experience.
So, you've never experienced it?
Any bad luck.
Well, yes. Well, we were on the way here on Halloween, and I was worried that, you know, we were going to have some sort of supernatural intervention. I'm on the plane. I'm worried it's going to be like the Twilight Zone, and there's like a goblin on the wing, and he's going to take the plane down. I was like, oh, close my eyes, hold my breath. But it has been, since I got here, has been an amazing experience. And thank you so much for joining us today. You have been a wonderful, wonderful guest.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Dan, and I am sitting with Nick Brokenshire, artist extraordinaire for Galaxies Far, Far Away. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm a little run down, but I'm very positive.
Yes, I'm feeling the effects of last night, but I think it's going to be a great day because of water.
Water, yes. The aqua.
Yeah.
All the aqua. I pray to all the gods of all the waterways. The lady in the lake. All of them.
Her, she's a good one.
Poseidon. All the best ones.
Can you hear it? The water.
The water. Oh, that's it. That's good stuff. I can feel it. Washing over me. How are you finding the convention?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. Yesterday was, well, they treat us so well.
They do, yeah, they really do.
That everything is done for you, you just get shipped here and there, you know, you just arrive, set up and chat away with people. It's been great.
I've noticed how like stress-free it's been.
Absolutely.
It's actually been quite like, it's all organized. Yeah, there's a few things kind of go here and there, you know, things go wrong, but you know, they go instantly, they will fix it, sort it out.
No, it's gone very smoothly. And then yesterday evening was lovely because we all had a slap-up meal.
Oh, yes.
Holy smokes.
Where did you go?
We went to a place called Happy Pigs.
Happy Pigs?
And I think the idea
vegan restaurant.
Yeah. Vegan meat eaters. Yeah. Stuffed full of food, and then we sang songs late into the night.
You did. And how superstitious are you?
Very.
The writing's on the wall.
I don't know how long can we stretch this one?
Yeah.
30 months? No.
So I'd just like to ask what you're currently working on. Have you got any big projects coming up?
I just wrapped on a thing called Return to Vader's Castle, which literally just came out. It was part of like a kind of like a Halloween Star Wars series. So that's literally just come out, and I did a story about Asajj Ventress, who's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Love that. But the next thing to come out that hasn't come out is a thing that I did for Heavy Metal, along with my old compadres, DJ Kirkbride and Adam Nave.
Oh, nice.
And Frank Chetkovic, who's like my long-standing lettering pal. And we've just done a story for their winter issue.
Okay.
So that'll be coming out in, I'm not quite sure what the date is, but December.
Okay.
And that's a fun post-apocalyptic solstice story.
Yeah. I'm 100% sold.
It's got snowmobiles, it's got cities falling down, it's got everything.
Fantastic. And you are a very multi-talented young man. You also...
First of all, thank you for calling me young.
Yes, exactly. You're in the prime of your life. So.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
And you're in your own band, and that's Blues Harvest. I got that right?
Yeah, Blues Harvest. It's a bit of a... I think it's a misleading name to people that don't get the joke.
Yes, of course,
Because those of you that don't know, Blue Harvest was the working title of Return of the Jedi.
It was.
Before it was released, and... So when we were coming up with names for the band, because we play Star Wars kind of parody music and movie music and stuff like
my,
that.
My favorite song is Chewbacca, I think.
Chewbacca,
That's my go-to now. I think every time I hear that song now, I'm going to hear your version.
Right. when we were doing karaoke last night, I was like, should I do Rosanna? Because we do Chewbacca to the tune of Rosanna by Toto. And I was like, I don't think I should do it because like I'll probably just start singing the wrong words, you know, and people just look at me like I'm having a stroke or something. So when we were coming up with the names for the band, like we had like a short list, one of which was Boba Fett Shop Boys.
Nice.
We had Chewy Lewis and the News.
Yes.
It all has to be kind of 80s-ish
as
well.
Yeah, kind of.
And then like we went with Blues Harvest because initially the band was kind of rhythm and blues and with a Star Wars twist, but we've kind of gone beyond that now. We play all sorts of stuff, but so we're not a blues band, guys. We're just a rock and roll band.
So don't expect blues.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the blues.
Yeah, sure.
We're a Star Wars.
It's a Star Wars band. So make sure you know what you're hiring. Read the description, read the website, and then you'll know.
Go to bluesharvest.co.uk, you'll get a picture.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking your time to sit with us.
My pleasure.
This will be online and available. You can have a listen if you've forgotten what you've said.
I probably won't because I hate the sound of my own voice. So.
Well, unfortunately, I do a podcast and I do, so I have to listen to it relentlessly.
Nice.
I've become numb to it now, I think. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a great convention.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Hello. Welcome back to Malta Comic Con. Early today, we recorded the fabulous, the famous, incontinent Tim Perkins. But we didn't record it, because technology and all that stuff. So we're going to do it again. So, Tim, how's Malta Comic Con for you?
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Oh, that's brilliant. This is fantastic. Even better than normal, I think.
Busy?
Very, very.
I don't know why, you're rubbish.
Thank you.
No problem.
you did do better than me on that sketch challenge.
I did, didn't I? Yeah, which is nice. No, it's not difficult. You don't know anyone, do you?
No.
So, you come here, 11th year, straight year?
Yeah.
What brings you back?
The sun.
The sun?
No. The warmth of the organisers. The fact that they include everybody incentive, you know. There may be people that they really admire their artwork, but it's more favourites. Everybody goes out to lunch, the meals, everybody joins up at night, everybody loves karaoke.
Not everyone.
Yes,
not
I
everyone
do.
Does karaoke.
I said it to you last night, karaoke.
It was a beautiful moment. Beautiful moment. You're crazy. So there is a family feel to it. It will get on really well. It's a good social. And the organisers are great, aren't they?
They are great. And they show that same respect to everyone.
Yeah,
And it's not just, you know, the big names, the artists, and the local artists. But they show the same kind of respect to them.
Of course they do. So it's a special time for you at the moment, isn't it? Not only are you getting hers in strange places and your voice is dropping, but you've launched a book.
I am.
It has been a long time coming. Volume 2 has been launched here at Malta Comic Con.
Yeah.
Give us a very brief description of it.
It's a book.
There we go. Thanks. Thanks for your insight there.
Imagine a medieval world. We've got a wizard. We've got his familiar, little boy and little girl. And they have they start off. Everything's up to go. And I assume it's a bit like in the Malta today. And then suddenly, these aliens come. They're an aquatic race. They want to aquaform the planet so they can live in the neighborhood onto the network and they colonize it. Well, obviously, all right, but the aliens don't want to do that. And it's up to these guys, you're not going to hold the magic, you might be, to stop these alien attacks.
Fantastic.
I hope so.
No, I do. I'm not just saying this because you sat next to me. But it is a quality item. I think the production of it is, I think, superior to last book. It feels substantial. It feels like a quality book. And I'm actually shaking my hands here. You can't see, but I'm doing book impressions. And the artwork is great. Did you do all the artwork?
Yes.
So why is it so good?
It's a miracle.
No, it is a great, it's an all ages book, yes?
It is an all ages
book. So 0 to 100 and whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I want kids of 6 to read.
Yeah.
I want kids of 666.
Which bracket do you fall under?
Well, They need to be actually readable.
Waited that long for it.
Yeah, there are people outside waiting now, queuing up to buy it. And yes. They've still got Goblin.
I know. We'll have to get you there. So, people might not be aware of this, but I've been coming to Multicon for the last couple of years, and every year we try to kill Tim in all kinds of ways. Yes. And I'm getting bored of attempting to do it, so I'm just going to ask you, Tim, how do we kill you?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how to kill him. I mean, let's tell your audience exactly what you tried to do. On two occasions at restaurants, you tried to choke.
The second time was really spectacular. You went blue. It was really good.
Very close.
Yeah,
goal.
Yeah.
And then earlier today, if I'm not mistaken, you pulled the chair from under me.
I did.
You asked me to do the situation.
I did, yes.
Which is the real reason you had to delete your
life. Yeah, I tried killing you then. So you're not going to tell us?
I am not going to tell. I think what you should do is ask the audience.
Ask the audience. So you know where to send, where to tweet? Let's get in. Let's get Tim Perkins murdered.
Hey!
Right, well, I'll let you get back to your selling your book, because there is a queue. I know you've been busy all day.
Cheers,
but
man.
I'd say, Tim, thanks very much, and it's always a pleasure. And even though I do try to kill him, I love the guy to bit, so thank you very much.
And that's reciprocated, mate. Thanks very much as well for asking me to come on today.
Cheers, mate.